I think so many people suffer from infertility, and people don't tend to have their children as young. In 1985, people were having, their babies at 19, 20, and starting their families. But nowadays, with the way the finances are, women are working till 38, 40, and then thinking, right, I'll stop and have a family. And there's this assumption that you are fertile and you just plan your child and it will naturally happen. But that's not the case. Unfortunately, that sell-by date for our eggs and our fertility is, very diminished by then.
In 1985 as well, it wasn't a common thing to go and have fertility treatment. IVF these days, I know so many people who've gone through fertility treatment, and I myself have had IVF, and it's acceptable to do that these days. Amongst the community of ladies with fertility problems who I speak to, surrogacy is a final option. Do you believe it to be a last option?
It must be the last option. It really must, because if there's any chance that you can carry your own child, then you must exhaust that possibility first. At the end of the day, every person would like to be pregnant for themselves. Unless you're a film star and don't want any stretch marks, for God's sake, we all want to be pregnant and to bond with your own baby. That's where it all takes place. So it really, to farm it out, so to speak, to somebody else to carry your child is a huge sacrifice in a way, but it's a means to an end.
Do you have any regrets?
I have a lot of regrets, I think, but my main regret is that I never knew Baby Cotton's parents. And that's a pain that I live with.
Why was that?
Because that's the way it was done then. I had no choice. I've done surrogacy since then, and I did IVF surrogacy where I carried twins for friends of mine. And of course, I know the twins, we're in touch, and it was a whole different kettle of fish. We bonded, she shared everything with me. I really missed out. I really missed out. And also, I have the pain. It doesn't matter how much I try to brainwash myself, at the end of the day, I gave my own daughter away. And she is with her natural father, biological dad. So that's a little bit of salve on my sort of feelings. But at the end of the day, yes, I did part with my own child. And, that's a sadness that I live with.
What motivated you to get involved in surrogacy in the first place?
I would say I've never lied. I've always said it was two things. Number one, I was extremely maternal. I got engaged at 18, married at 19, and had a baby at 20. I married my childhood sweetheart, who I'm still with today. And I did everything very, very quickly. And I was extremely maternal. I had two children of my own. So lucky, little boy and little girl. And I just took it all for granted. Never even thought about, somebody struggling to have a child. So when I heard about surrogacy, I thought, do you know what? This is something I can do from home. I'm well qualified for. I can earn a little bit of money for myself. And it was not a lot of money. It really wasn't.
It was
It was no
£6,000 or
six
something,
and a half
wasn't it?
thousand
Yeah, it's
pounds,
not a
and
huge amount.
in that day, that was fine. I accepted what it was. It's no more than a cleaner is paid. And I thought, this is a huge chunk out of my life. You do put yourself a little bit at risk. Every pregnancy is a risk. But I felt it's something so beautiful, I wanted to do it. So, that's the motivation. Definitely love and money. I've always said the two things.